Welcome to Ladies Magazines. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We begin with this one from Good Housekeeping. Best practices, the laundry list. Stop wondering when to wash. We've got different categories here. After every wearing, wash blouses and shirts, tights, socks, and underwear. Every 1 to 2 days, dish towels, hand towels, and washcloths. Every 1 to 2 months, bathrobes, mattress pads, pillow liners. Every few times you wear or use, bath towels, bras and camisoles, dresses and skirts, jeans, pants, pajamas, and sweaters. And every week, bath mats, pillowcases, sheets. Every 3 to 6 months, blankets and throws, comforters, decorative pillows, shower curtains, and throw rugs. How to stifle kitchen sink stink. Kitchen stink, not sink. Combat cooking fumes. Combine 3 tablespoons white vinegar and 1 cup water and boil for a few minutes. Vinegar is acidic, so it neutralizes alkaline odors such as the smell of cooking fish. Rinse the sink. Residual food scraps can cause the garbage disposal or the pipes to get stinky. Clean the disposal's blades by grinding ice in it. Thoroughly rinse the rubber gasket if you have one. It's a magnet for debris. Freshen the dishwasher. Flush debris from the filter under the bottom rack. Run a rinse-only or quick rinse cycle with the machine empty. Leave the door ajar to air it out. And treat the trash can. Once a week, empty the can and use a wet paper towel to wipe around the inside and under the lid. Spritz the inside and outside with a disinfectant spray, let dry, then replace the bag. From Woman's Day, Genius Health Hacks. Catering to your health doesn't need to be complicated or feel like a full-time job. You're busy enough as it is. But checking off as many good-for-you lifestyle habits as you can most days is super important, because they all work together to support a strong heart, a sharp brain, and an overall healthier you. While the list of healthy body to-dos may not be exactly what you consider short, enjoying a balanced diet, moving your body daily, and focusing on good sleep and stress relief are some of the biggies, you can absolutely accomplish them, even on your most hectic days. Try these time-saving wellness tricks. When you need to chill out, stat. Dunk your face in a bowl of ice-cold water for 15 to 20 seconds, or splash some on. It engages your body's relaxation system to counteract your stress response. Turning on the AC, taking a cold shower, or holding an ice cube or a chilly drink to your face may also help, says Judy Ho, PhD, a clinical neuropsychologist and author of Stop Self-Sabotage, 6 Steps to Unlock Your True Motivation. Her last name is spelled H-O. To fall asleep faster, try taking a page out of childhood, bedtime stories. Check out a bedtime podcast like Sleep With Me, in which the host reads a rambling tale that gets progressively more boring. Or Send Me to Sleep. Soothing music plays as a calming narrator recites a few chapters from classic books. And 3, for a quick energy boost, chug a cup of lukewarm green tea and a glass of water. This 2-step system can deliver the pick-me-up you need. Green tea provides a non-jittery caffeine jolt, while water is hydrating, in case dehydration is what's causing your slump. From Good Housekeeping, to help you get your decorating on, brilliant built-ins. Adorn a blank wall with sky-high shelving, a sunny window seat, a hidden storage spot, and more. Pack built-ins with books, floor-to-ceiling shelves painted, there's a big picture here, of course, in Benjamin Moore's Mozart blue, turn this dining room into a feast for the eyes. When using books as decor, designer Colleen Simmons doesn't arrange them by color. Instead, she creates visual balance without making them look too perfect. In the picture, there's a big, long dining room table with very colorful chairs placed longwise in front of a mirror, a big window, and all around the whole rest of the wall, built-in bookshelves, including above the window. Let's see. Or scatter them, that would be bookshelves or books, with a few precious objects, bookshelves. Ebony-stained shelves flank this bed, creating a symmetrical design while showcasing treasures like vases and dishes. Designer Victoria Sheffield replaced the original upper cabinets with wood shelves to complement the bedroom's main focal point, a stunning Japanese screen, which is used as the headboard. So on either side of that, there are several shelves that are not really filled, but have objects to art. And craft a cozy alcove for little ones. This built-in nook designed by Maggie Griffin is a hiding spot for children, a quiet space to nap, read, or just hide out for a while. For a design both children and adults adore, a subtle Tudor arch is paired with modern lighting, moody wallpaper, and whimsical curtains. They put a little window seat in a little alcove where there really is no window, and then some bookshelves behind it. Combine cabinets and open shelves. In the mudroom, designer Sabrina Lowe suggests a combination of drawers for shoe storage, hooks for bags, cubbies for sports equipment, and upper cabinets for holiday storage. She uses earthy green paint from Sherwin-Williams Night Owl. It's a very gray green, offering a calm welcome after a long day. Keep kids' spaces clutter-free. A built-in utilizes every inch of space, says Lily Cannon of Margaret Donaldson Interiors. Drawers built into bunk bed stairs conceal toys, bedding, and clothing. And think beyond shelves and drawers. This built-in makes room for a window seat the size of a twin bed. Designer Jen Feldman customized this bonus space with a chic spot for children to nap, adults to read, and family pets to keep watch, plus storage. There's a drawer underneath the mattress of the window seat. From Real Simple, nerding out. Plant powers the greenery all around us is way smarter than we realize. We often think of plants as just a backdrop to our lives. They move so slowly, it's easy to forget they're doing anything at all. There's even a term for this, plant awareness disparity, meaning our brains tend to ignore plants and focus on animals that act more like us. Yet plants are remarkably complex creatures and actually display something close to intelligence. These abilities will help you see them in new light. And there are four subheadings. They feed the world sunshine. Since plants can't go hunting for food, they make their own through photosynthesis. Remember that from elementary school? Their cells trap the sun's energy to turn water and carbon dioxide into sugars. What's even more interesting, every animal that eats plants and the animals that eat those animals get energy from those sugars. That means, in a sense, we're all ingesting a bit of the sun, too. They measure darkness. Sunflowers bloom in the spring and summer, such as irises, certain hydrangeas, and some in the fall, zinnias and mums. How do they know what time of year it is? Well, plants are so hyper-attuned to light, it's their energy source after all, they distinguish between the far red light waves of dusk and the red light waves of dawn, and use that info to determine how long the night was, and therefore what season it is. They can hear things. Despite popular myths, studies demonstrate that playing music for your plants doesn't help them grow, but they can respond to sound waves in remarkable ways. For one, their roots have been shown to grow toward the noise of water running through a pipe, perhaps in search of nutrients. And some flowers produce sweeter nectar when they sense the sound of bees buzzing nearby. And last, they alert each other to danger and fight back. When plants are under attack by a pathogen, insects, or your lawnmower, they emit a rush of chemicals as a kind of distress signal. You've smelled it if you've ever sniffed freshly cut grass. Nearby plants pick up on this airborne warning system, too, and launch their own defenses. A pathogen attacked might prompt plants to produce salicylic acid, an immune booster. Humans, by the way, borrowed this hormone to make aspirin. If it's an insect attack, the plant's chemicals can attract other predatory bugs to come kill the ones snacking on it. Thankfully, it's unlikely plants feel pain because they don't have nerves. So keep eating your veggies and enjoying those bouquets, but maybe with a little more awe of this life form. From Woman's Day, more time to get energized with a morning workout. Lindsay Benoit O'Connell, founder of The Lab Wellness, created a routine that will have you stretching, strengthening, and sweating in the comfort of your bedroom. She offers three exercises. First, glute bridges. Lie on your back, feet flat on the floor, arms at your sides. Now, they say feet on the floor, flat on the floor. That's with your knees bent, of course. Lift your booty up until your knees, hips, and shoulders form a straight line. Squeeze that tushy for 3 seconds, then slowly lower. Before your butt hits the floor, lift it up and hold it again. Do this 10 to 15 times. Tricep dips. Sit on the edge of a chair or bed, feet planted on the floor. Scooch forward and bend your legs to 90 degrees. You should be hovering. Then lower yourself toward the floor until your elbows are at a 90-degree angle. Press through your palms to pull your body back to the hover position. Do that 10 to 15 times. And bird dogs. Start on the floor on knees and hands. Hands are beneath your shoulders. Lift an arm and the opposite leg out straight, keeping your abs tight the entire time to protect your back. As you pull the arm and leg in, crunch your elbow to your knee. Do 10 on one side, then switch. From Good Housekeeping, never pay full price. These items routinely get put on sale, so hold off on buying until the time is right. TVs. They generally go on sale around February, i.e. before the Super Bowl, and new models often have significant upgrades. Electronics. Patience will save you money. You'll find great deals if you're willing to accept the previous year's release. Large appliances. New models are often introduced in November or December, and retailers tend to mark down existing models to make space for the latest merchandise. And grills. Cool weather is a cool time to shop. They often get marked down after grilling season. Makes sense. From Real Simple, is it allergies or a cold? Runny nose, cough, headaches, sneezing. Are you suffering from seasonal allergies or sick with a cold or COVID? Answer these questions to sleuth it out. Do you have a fever? Allergies don't cause fever, commonly defined as a temperature over 100.4 degrees. Where do you feel blah? Unlike allergies, viral illnesses such as colds and COVID usually come with full-body symptoms such as joint pain, muscle aches, and gastrointestinal problems. And how long have your symptoms lasted? You should recover from a cold or COVID in 1 to 2 weeks. If you have sicknesses you just can't shake, it could be allergies. At this point, see your doctor to be sure. What good housekeeping shopping experts know? Black Friday is no longer just a day in November, and there are super savings to be found if you choose the right store and the right weekend. Use our foolproof tips to nab major markdowns. Halloween is the new Thanksgiving. The way retailers approach Black Friday and Cyber Monday has changed drastically in the last few years. Big players like Amazon, Wayfair, and Lowe's kick off their discounts about a month early. Late October through the end of November is the prime time to shop for appliances as well as toys. Go apple picking. You can purchase verified Apple products through Amazon and Walmart, often with steep discounts. And in past years, the tech giant has offered Apple Store gift cards worth up to $100 to customers who buy eligible products at full price around Black Friday. And don't dismiss President's Day. Sometimes the steals available during three-day weekend sales events are just as good as those on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. President's Day, Memorial Day, and Labor Day can bring great deals on mattresses, washers and dryers, vacuum cleaners, and fridges. From Good Housekeeping, the party-ready, best-ever chocolate cake. Our friends at Hellman's asked the Good Housekeeping Test Kitchen to bake up its decadent chocolate cake using Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, a fantastic substitute for eggs and oil. It's a piece of cake. Active time, 25 minutes, I'm sorry. Total time, 1 hour, 5 minutes, plus cooling. And this serves 20 to 24. For the cake, we need nonstick cooking spray, 3 cups all-purpose flour, 1.5 cups granulated sugar, 3/4 cup packed dark brown sugar, 3/4 cup unsweetened cocoa powder, not Dutch process, 1 tablespoon baking soda, 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1.5 cups warm water, 1.25 cups Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, 2 teaspoons pure vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon espresso powder. For frosting, 2 sticks unsalted butter at room temp, 3 cups confectioner's sugar, 1.5 teaspoons pure vanilla extract, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 2 tablespoons milk, and 1/4 cup mini chocolate chips. To make the cake, heat oven to 350, coat a 9x13-inch pan with nonstick spray, line with parchment, leaving overhang on 2 long sides. Spray the parchment. In a large bowl, whisk flour, both sugars, cocoa powder, baking soda, and salt until no clumps remain. In a second bowl, whisk warm water, the mayonnaise, vanilla, and espresso powder until smooth. Make a well in the dry ingredients and gradually add the liquid mixture, whisking constantly till batter is smooth. Transfer batter to a prepared pan, smooth top, and bake until a wooden toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean, 38 to 42 minutes. Let cool 20 minutes. Then, using parchment overhangs, transfer the cake to a wire rack to cool completely. Meanwhile, make the frosting. Using a mixer on medium, beat butter until smooth, 2 minutes. Reduce speed to low. Add confectioner's sugar, vanilla, and salt, and mix to combine, 2 minutes. Increase speed to medium, and beat until smooth and creamy, 2 minutes, then beat in the milk. Spread the frosting over the cool cake, and they don't even show it like all the way to the very edges. They just have it coming close to the edges. And then sprinkle with the chocolate chips. Then there's a little tip on the side. Vegan? Easy. Swap in the same amount of Hellman's vegan dressing and spread instead of the Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Then serve solo or top with a store-bought frosting. Check the ingredients. Many are vegan-friendly. From Real Simple, Caprese Mac and Cheese. Active time is 20 minutes, total is 30, and this serves 6. Is make-ahead and vegetarian and family-friendly. We need 12 ounces or orecchiette pasta, 1/4 cup, which is half stick, unsalted butter, 1/4 cup all-purpose flour, 3 cups whole milk, 1 8-ounce package shredded Italian cheese blend, 1 tablespoon chopped fresh basil plus small leaves for topping, 2 teaspoons Dijon mustard, 2 teaspoons kosher salt, 2 small heirloom tomatoes cut into quarter-inch thick slices, 3 ounces, about a half cup mozzarella pearls, and that's the last ingredient. Cook pasta according to package directions, drain, and set aside. While pasta cooks, melt butter in a large saucepan over medium, add flour, cook, whisking constantly until mixture is light brown and smells toasty, about 2 minutes. Slowly whisk in milk, cook, stirring often until thickened, about 8 minutes. Remove from heat. Let cool slightly, stirring occasionally, for 3 minutes. Add cheese blend, stir until melted. Stir in chopped basil, mustard, and salt until well combined. Fold in drained pasta. Preheat broiler with oven rack in center position. Transfer pasta to a broiler-safe 2.5-quart baking dish. Arrange tomato slices and mozzarella over pasta. Broil until tomatoes are softened, mozzarella is melted, and surface is beginning to brown in spots, 5 to 8 minutes. Top with basil leaves. From Real Simple, some make-ahead party sides. They both serve 8 people if you're having a dinner party. First, chickpea and chorizo salad. Active and total time are both 25 minutes. 4 tablespoons olive oil divided. 4 ounces dry cured Spanish chorizo quartered lengthwise and then sliced quarter inch thick. 2 15-ounce cans of chickpeas drained and rinsed. 2 cups or 12 ounces multicolored cherry tomatoes cut in half. 1/2 cup roughly chopped roasted red bell peppers. 1/2 cup thinly sliced red onion. 3 tablespoons sherry vinegar, 1 teaspoon honey or hot honey, plus more for topping, 1/2 teaspoon smoked paprika, 2 teaspoons kosher salt divided, 1/3 of a cup roughly chopped fresh flat leaf parsley. Heat 1 tablespoon oil in a medium skillet over medium high. Add chorizo, cook, stirring often until browned and crisp. 2 to 3 minutes. I have the hiccups. Transfer chorizo and any oil to a large bowl. Add chickpeas, tomatoes, peppers, and onion. Toss to coat. Whisk vinegar, honey, paprika, and 1 teaspoon salt in a medium bowl. Add remaining 3 tablespoons oil in a slow stream, whisking constantly until combined. Add dressing and remaining teaspoon salt to salad. Toss to combine. Gently stir in parsley and drizzle with more honey. To make ahead, after adding dressing and salt, refrigerate salad covered for up to 24 hours. Let stand at room temp for 30 minutes before stirring in the parsley and drizzling with honey. And the other, cantaloupe and cucumber salad. Active and total time on this one, both 20 minutes. We need 1/4 cup olive oil, plus more for topping, 2 tablespoons white wine vinegar, 1.5 teaspoons kosher salt, freshly ground black pepper, 6 cups chopped cantaloupe from 1 cantaloupe, 1 pound Persian cucumbers sliced 1/4 inch thick. Now, it doesn't say that you take the skin off, so I think you slice some skin on. 1 cup pitted Castelvetrano olives, coarsely chopped, a 16-ounce block of feta cheese in brine, halved crosswise, and then sliced 1/2 inch thick, and 1/4 cup packed fresh mint leaves. Whisk together oil, vinegar, salt, and pepper until combined in a large bowl. Add cantaloupe, cucumbers, and olives. Toss to coat. Add the feta. Toss gently until just combined. Top with mint and more oil and pepper. To make ahead, after adding feta, refrigerate salad covered for up to 24 hours. Let stand at room temperature for 30 minutes before topping with mint, oil, and pepper. From Good Housekeeping, Salmon Salad Tartines. Active and total time are both 15 minutes. It serves 4. We need 1/2 of a small Vidalia onion, thinly sliced on a mandolin. Half bulb of fennel. 1/2 cup flat leaf parsley leaves, chopped. 2 tablespoons capers, drained and chopped. 2 tablespoons olive oil. 1 teaspoon lemon zest plus 1/2 tablespoon lemon juice. Kosher salt and pepper. 2 7.5 ounce cans of sockeye salmon, drained and gently broken apart, and 4 slices sourdough bread, toasted. In a small bowl, soak onion in ice water for 10 minutes, then drain and squeeze dry. Meanwhile, core the fennel, then thinly slice on a mandolin. Combine in a medium bowl with parsley, capers, oil, lemon zest and juice, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Then toss with squeezed onion. Fold in salmon and serve on toast. From Woman's Day, healthy smoothies. We have 3 options here. All of them have 5 minutes active and total time and serve 1 to 2, I guess depending on how tall you make them. First, ginger mango orange cream. We need 1 cup mango chunks, 1 small orange peeled and seeded, 1 medium carrot grated about 1/2 cup, 2 teaspoons grated fresh ginger, 1 cup orange carrot juice, and 1/2 cup vanilla yogurt. Now, I'm going to go through the ingredients for all 3, and then the directions are the same for each. So the next option, berry, chia, and mint. We need 1 cup sliced strawberries, 1/2 cup raspberries, 1/2 cup grated beet from 1 medium beet, 1/3 cup of mint leaves, 1 tablespoon chia seeds, and 1 cup almond milk. And green piña colada flavor, 1 cup pineapple chunks, 1 banana sliced, 2 cups baby spinach, and 1 cup light coconut milk. For each flavor of smoothie, add fruits, veggies, herbs, and seeds to a resealable bag or freezer-safe jar and freeze overnight. When ready to blend, add liquid ingredients to the blender first, followed by the frozen ingredients, and puree until smooth. That's it. As a tip, experiment with blending up your favorite fruits and vegetables using the recipes above as a formula. Be sure to keep ratios of liquids to solids for the right consistency. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Catch you next time.